Good morning and welcome back to another episode of the LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. Good morning. Hope you're doing well. And today will be day number 5 of me consecutively uploading these podcasts. Last night I went out. I did a little show, popped up. A friend of mine called me, said, "Hey, man, you want to come in here and close out this room?" And I went and closed it out. I don't like to say headline because it was a bar and a grill. So I went to do it, closed it out, had a good time. I'm really feeling myself on stage. Very confident, very loose. And I think I'm like that because just the way comedy is right now. And for whatever reason, I just don't feel like talent really matters. So it somehow increases my confidence on stage because it's almost like everybody's doing comedy, and comedy is definitely subjective. And so with everybody doing it and it's being like the new fucking karaoke to me, and this is just how I feel. I love the art of stand-up. I love to perform. But it seems to be getting watered down, and there's no fear factor involved. You know what I mean? It doesn't seem scary. And everybody, like I say, everybody's doing, like when I started, nobody really wanted to do that shit. People were scared, and I think that's what made it great. You know, we would have to compete to see who the best comedian was. Well, not necessarily compete, but we were always trying to elevate and be really good and have like a killer bit or a killer closing joke, but that shit's gone by the wayside. So I went, dapped up a couple of comics, talked, and that was that. As I was driving home, I saw the news of World War III kicking off in the Middle East. So the reason this podcast is coming a little bit late, it's almost, 9:30 or something, is because I wanted to do research to see what's going on here. Now, this whole beef we have with Iran, in 2017 or 18, Trump pulled out of a deal. We had a nuclear arms deal with Iran, which was basically a deal saying, "Hey, Iran, we'll lift economic sanctions," meaning that Iran would be able to, you know, get money and trade from America and all these other countries. That will lift the economic sanctions as long as you guys don't. You have to promise us that you're not going to build a nuclear weapon. So with those sanctions, it stabilizes more peace in the Middle East. Because, you know, honestly, it's millions of people that would be affected. People that live in the Middle East that are unable to get food, unable to get water. And just, you know, it's really bad because they don't have an economy, no money's flowing there. They would literally be cut off from everybody. So what happened, the U.S. said, "Nah, fuck that. We pulling out of this." Well, Trump, he said, "Fuck that. We pulling out of this. This is just nuclear blackmail. Why the fuck are we paying?" Because I guess the U.S. was also sending money and aid and foreign aid to the country. So it was almost like they were paying them not to build these weapons and to stabilize the region. Now, that treaty was with Iran. It was with Russia. It was with China. It was with all these major powers. So once the U.S. pulled out, these other countries are still allies of Iran. However, their allies, they're only giving them money, but they're taking claim and stake into the country's resources. So honestly, it benefits China and Russia for Iran to get into it with the U.S. because what they're going to do is basically deplete their resources. So if I'm loaning you money, so they'll be allies, but they're loaning them money and shit, and they want to deplete the resources. You get what I'm saying? So what happens, we fight Iran. I mean, at the end of the day, the shit all boils down to money and taking control of the oil. So in kicking off a war, if Russia and China decide to fight the U.S., which I don't think would be in their best benefit or their best interest. I doubt if they're going to do it. I think they'll back them financially, but the more money that they give to Iran, the more control that they will take over those assets. So I don't know what the fuck is going on. Obviously, this shit ain't about nothing but money. And just really just taking all that oil from over in the Middle East. But what's really sad about that is, like, we're still seem to be fighting over oil. And I think in the next 20 years, oil will be worthless. As more electric vehicles on the road, electric trains, even electric planes. You know, you're dealing with something that'll be worthless. So basically, I'm guessing now, since Trump issued a drone strike on the general over there, this motherfucker just kills the general. I don't even think he consulted with anybody. He sat at that desk, hit a button, sent a bomb over there, fucked him up, and killed him. And I guess he's doing that too to divert things from this impeachment process he's got coming up. We are just in it's really fucked up. It's chaos at the White House right now. So I don't know if we are going to go into World War III, but I don't think it'll benefit Russia, China, or the U.S. because spending all that money fighting, what the fuck are we fighting for? This shit is like Vietnam or some shit. You're just fighting for nothing. So a lot of people will probably end up dying, and then a lot of people are going to get rich, and this will also be a good time for Donald Trump to, you know, divert attention from the impeachment hearings, which he won't be removed from office either way. So it's a whole, it's fucked up. I don't even know it's stupid. You know what I'm saying? I don't even understand it. But I guess, you know, that's what has to happen. Typically, when Republicans are in power, we go to war. That's how it works, you know. Then the Democrats come back, and then we'll be in peace. It's fucking weird. I don't get it. But that's going to wrap up today's episode. Just want to get in there with this World War III episode. And I want to thank you for subscribing and listening to the LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. Also, I think I want to do my own monthly show in Atlanta. So let me know if you would be interested in coming to that. You could do that just by responding if you're on the Anchor app. Or you can comment back and respond on the Apple iTunes section or whatever. But that's going to wrap up today's episode. I got to take my black ass to work. I have shit to do. So thank you for tuning in once again, and see you tomorrow.